Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, a unit within Waterford City and County Council is using social media, surveillance and good old-fashioned detective work to try to catch people who are illegally dumping rubbish in the county. And already in recent weeks, the council has had to remove tons of commercial waste from a scenic area. And our own Brian O'Connell spent yesterday with the unit and he joins us now. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Now, first off, Waterford is no different to anywhere else when it comes to illegal dumping, right?
Exactly. We're not picking out Waterford here. It's not any worse when you compare it to counties around it. But they have this very proactive unit. They're very active on social media, highlighting issues they're dealing with around illegal dumping. And I think maybe some councils don't really amplify this as much. Maybe they take a different view in Waterford. They want people to know there is this very active enforcement. So I spent a day with senior engineer Niall Kane and with Paul Flynn, who's an environmental inspector with Waterford City and County Council. Almost every day, Claire, they have to deal with reports of rubbish being dumped illegally. We started by heading to the back of a housing estate in the coastal town of Dungarvan. And there had been dumping at this location in the past. It was cleared, but a report came in of more dumping.
I'm putting on a pair of anti-stick gloves. I also have an apron that would be anti-stick as well to protect us just in case there's sharps contained within the rubbish. We have a couple of vacant houses on the right-hand side as you're looking up the lane.
Huge amount of dumping.
Massive amount. This will be cleaned very regular.
So this hasn't accumulated over a long period of time?
No, you would be looking maybe in matter of maybe month to 6 weeks.
As I look here, I can see obviously bags of household waste, several mattresses, children's toys. You can see old carpets, for example, electrical goods. And there's obviously people living here because their houses back onto this laneway and they're dealing with what looks like a kind of a modern day dump.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said, we have a fair idea where it's coming from, but we just need to get lucky and get the evidence to prosecute.
Just as we walk down the laneway here, there's a huge accumulation just in front of us of mattresses, furniture, mixed up with rubbish. But so if this is happening repeatedly, does it suggest that the legislation isn't strong enough that you can't put a stop to it?
The legislation is quite strong, but again, we need evidence to prove where it's coming from.
There's just a huge amount. It looks like the whole contents of a house or a shed have just been emptied into the laneway. You now today will go through this for evidence and then you will try and... Has there been any prosecutions in relation to this area so far?
There has been fines issued. Now, if we find it, we will prosecute under the Waste Management Act with the volume of waste that's there.
So you've got a number of addresses today on a number of letters. And you'll follow that up.
That's right. We have. We won't let it go.
They won't let it go, and they're hoping to have follow up there. And I know, Brian, you've put some pictures up of that scene on your Instagram and on your Twitter feed too. And it's worth people having a look if they have time. It's extraordinary what they're dealing with there. Now, another litter issue they're tracking is people who are filling the public bins with their domestic and even their commercial waste.
Yeah, so two issues, and I think many towns and villages would have these issues. So public litter bins being used, as you said, either by households to dump household waste or by businesses to lessen their refuse costs, and then this would lead to overflowing bins in public areas, and then obviously there's a build-up of street litter. The second issue is bottle banks, and if the bottle bank is full, people are inclined to sometimes leave large bags or boxes of bottles beside them. You've probably seen this yourself. In Waterford, actually, with the bottle banks, you can go online, you can check if they're full even before you leave the house, so there's really no excuse to arrive and to simply leave stuff adjacent to it. We began in the square in Dungarvan beside one litter bin which the council have had to now put surveillance on.
We're heading down to the square in Dungarvan here where we have issues with one of the litter bins that's being filled with household waste.
And it could be either a business or a household that are dumping their own waste into this public bin.
Correct. Fortunately, there is early mornings and late evenings where we would come out and we would literally sit and watch the bin and see the activity that's going on, and We could be spending, if it was serious enough, we could be spending 4 or 5 hours sitting on it.
Obviously in the background, just keeping an eye on the bin.
Yeah, yeah. So it's,
Would you have a newspaper with the eyes cut out?
No, we haven't resorted to that. Just arriving here in the square in Dungarvan.
I have to say, looking around, you know, it is very clean. It looks like it's been kept very well.
You know, there's a great emphasis put on the cleanliness and tidiness mm-hmm. of the town. This is one of our new bins that we've put in maybe in the last 2 years. It's what's known as a compactor bin. So we have an issue then with this particular bin being filled with either household rubbish or commercial rubbish from businesses or households.
Why would businesses be dumping in here? Because it reduces the amount they have to pay on refuse charges?
Well, that would be the only thing that you could put it down to, you know. There's no real reason why they should be if they have their tree bin system in place, you know. Okay, so we're in Scanlan Yard. It's one of our local car parks, but we have a number of bottle banks here. Again, we have problems with these areas as well when the bottle banks are filled. People who are using them would leave bags and bottles and cans and that type of stuff lying around in front of them. People generally don't think of it as littering or dumping, but unfortunately it is. You know, the message that we try to get out there is that if the bottle bank is full, go to the next one. If that one is full, bring it home. It's not going to be full for too long.
Now, that's the scene in an urban area. Brian, you also went to a remote area where they had to remove a significant amount of commercial waste recently.
This one was pretty shocking. It's close to Ardmore. I mean, anyone who knows that area, it's a stunning coastline, beautiful, remote, idyllic beaches. Down a narrow country laneway we went, and they wanted to show me an isolated spot where they recently spent days with specialist machinery recovering a huge amount of waste, which they suspect came from a business somewhere.
So we're after arriving here in an area called Ballyquin, close to Ardmore, very scenic area.
We're well off the beaten path. I mean, we've had to drive down a number of very narrow country roads to get here.
This would be a very, very remote area. It's just one road in and one road out. We done a major clean-up of this area. There was a considerable amount of waste dumped here. Unfortunately, we didn't get any information as to where it came from, but there was a considerable amount of dumping that went on here. The cleanup went on over a two-day period.
And what kind of material was dumped here?
There was everything from, there would be green trays that you would see in, you know, that your groceries would be delivered in. There was mayonnaise, buckets, blue gloves.
So it suggests it might have come from a commercial business.
Yes, that's what we think. Previously, we did have a report to us that there was bags dumped a couple of miles down the road, approximately 17 or 18 bags. I took them away, I searched them, and again, it was the same material that was in those bags that was dumped here.
Looks like it could be coming from a business. So maybe a business are paying someone to dispose of their waste and not realising perhaps it's ending up in one of the most scenic areas in the country here.
That's right.
How much rubbish did you take out of here?
We took in excess of 6 tonnes of waste.
And unfortunately, there wasn't a piece of evidence there that could link it to someone.
Unfortunately not. We went through each and every bag.
Which suggests perhaps whoever is doing this kind of knows what they're doing.
Absolutely, and possibly knows the area as well, and knows that it's a isolated area.
But they need to know now that they're being watched, because you had a chat with the senior engineer, and the whole reason they're highlighting some of this is because they want people to know they're fairly intent on catching the people who are doing it.
Precisely. Niall Kane wanted to undermine the fact that you really need to think carefully if you're paying someone to dispose of waste, because unless that person is licensed, you could end up being prosecuted if that person doesn't dispose of the waste properly. He also underlined that they are posting photographs of dumping on social media, despite the fact, obviously, it mightn't be the best PR for the area, but it's a way of highlighting the awareness of enforcement. Now, he began by telling me what they can do, what they can do if they find someone dumping.
The Litter Pollution Act has an on-the-spot fine of €150. So we look at that for sort of the lower end things where it's justifiable. If it's a larger scale dumping like we saw there this morning, it wouldn't be appropriate to charge €150 fine. You know, so in that case, you know, for any evidence is found, that would be we'd look to prosecute those people in the district court. And, you know, what we're defined there is up to €5,000 and or 12 months in jail.
And you also were very active, I see, on social media in publicising the outcomes or the results you've had.
Well, I think it's important that people know that we are active, that we are doing this, you know, because, you know, and people realise that if they illegally dump, or if they give waste to someone that they find on the internet that mightn't have a waste collection permit, like, that this is what happens. This is where, you know, what
can... It's making that link between you paying a reduced price for a man with a van, let's say, coming and taking away your rubble or your domestic waste, or clearing out your shed, and where that could end up.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, you know, you don't know, unless you're using an authorised waste collector, you don't know, are they going to dispose of it properly at a proper waste site. You know, we've had cases where a couple of years back where a member of the public paid someone they found on the internet, they paid him some money, and the waste was then dumped off a cliff. And that's something, it's important that we get that information out, that there is consequences if you do this.
Public, if they see illegal dumping, I mean, social media has been used as well to report in, so to make it easy for people to report in dumping. Because often you might see it and say, I must ring that in later. But actually, you can do it now. You can take a picture, file it straight away.
Yeah, well, the EPA have an app called, I think it's the See It, Say It app, you know, where people can report stuff. That will come directly to us, you know, so then we can action it. And we'd certainly be able to react to that.
So can you use that app anywhere in the country, Brian?
Anywhere in the country. See It, Say It. You can log photographs in the description. You can do it. You don't have to use your name. Once you send it, it's sent into local authority. Then I actually had an example of this myself recently. I came across quite a lot of rubbish being dumped in an area near me here. I reported it. Within 24 hours, someone came out. They went through the bags of rubbish. They got an address. They got a name. They cleared it later on that day. And they told me afterwards they issued a fine. So it really does work.
All right. Well, proof is in the pudding. Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian O'Connell there. Coming up next, we're going to get the latest from the UN General Assembly in New York.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.